Welcome to the Accelerating Operational Performance Podcast Special Edition. This is where I'm basically going to talk to you for a few minutes about an idea that I have on my mind in hopes that, of course, it'll build your organizational capabilities and also your own personal capabilities to make a difference. Today's Special Edition episode is about the centers of excellence and support functions that many larger companies have, where there's corporate groups who are there really to support the manufacturing or operations facilities, and just some of the things that can go wrong and how to basically make them better. So I'm going to be using my tablet as part of my demonstration today. So if you're listening to the podcast in audio form, I'll kind of describe what it is I'm drawing. If you're really curious, you can check out our LinkedIn page or go to our YouTube page where you can see the visuals. And we'll also be having a companion blog post that'll also have the visuals on it as well. So if the visual I want to share with you first is this idea of combating organizational distractions. And the famous expression is squirrel, when something new and different comes across your desk and it draws your attention away. But when you think about it for a moment, is these distractions are plentiful, and they're not just sort of wild ideas that you get. They're also interruptions by trying to keep a lot of different people in your organization happy. So let's talk a bit more around the organizational centers of excellence or support functions. So this isn't going to apply to you as much if you're running a small single site operation, although it can sometimes, because even in those smaller operational companies, you'll still have different groups like engineering, quality, HR, and so forth, and they could put demands on the operations leaders for various information. So what I've got here on the visual model is essentially just a basic organizational structure. And off to the side, what I'm showing here is these centers of excellence. I'm going to put COE down sort of as a short form, centers of excellence. Sometimes people will think of them as being support functions. So we'll put some labels in the boxes just so that they make sense. So, you know, one of them typically in an operational environment is engineering. So we'll put engineering in one of the boxes. We'll put human resources, could be talent management these days, of course, the names change. We could have innovation if there's an R&D function, and we could have like a maintenance center of expertise as well, right? So all these groups exist primarily to offer services to the manufacturing operations. They're there to make the business better. But where things can get sort of convoluted is where the centers of excellence or support functions make demands of the operating business, the plant, the production facility, and they want them to focus on, hey, we've got this quality initiative. Hey, we've got this engineering change that we want to make. Hey, we've got this HR policy we need you to roll out. And if you think about it, all those centers of excellence, all those support functions from a corporate standpoint, they all funnel down to the plant manager or the site leader who has to play traffic cop with all these different entries or expectations. And what I've heard from plant managers is what they'll say is, what I really want is someone who can help us run the business better. I've got a series of operational challenges, and what I need is for these in-house consulting groups, essentially, is to give me the advice I need to run the business better. But inevitably, what happens is because each of those functional leaders and heads wants to make an impact, they will set their own goals and their quarterly goals. And a lot of those goals depend on the operating units taking up that project, either to offer information or to execute an experiment or a change. And you can imagine if all of these groups are making these demands on this operating plant or production facility, that can really bog down the leadership team. So what we really want to suggest is that those COEs really, in terms of their interactions with the operating units, and all I'm showing is these linkages, is a couple of things. One is, if instead of being the chief operating officer, maybe that is a plant manager at the top of this grid, and that plant manager, instead of the COEs funneling all of their inquiries to the plant manager, who then has to try to be on every call, every meeting, what we need is for those COEs, centers of excellence, to really liaise directly with the maintenance leaders, the quality leaders, the production leaders, so that we don't bog down the plant manager with all of these requirements. And in order to even take some of the time of those production and quality and maintenance leaders, we need to make sure that what we're asking of them, first of all, is reasonable and value added to running the operation. So my suggestion to you is, because these frustrations often exist, but they may not really get articulated because plant managers want to do a good job. They want to keep their corporate partners happy. They may not actually bring up the kind of disruption that this can cause to operational performance. So a couple of quick suggestions. Number one is remember that the plant manager and the centers of excellence should really have a collaborative relationship so that if I'm running one of the production facilities, I have certain obstacles and opportunities to increase performance. I should be able to draw on that expertise from these centers of excellence. To the extent that the centers of excellence also have some overall overarching strategic initiatives that they're trying to move forward for the benefit of the business, we need a clearinghouse to make sure that the plant manager and the plant management team is not being overburdened with too many change initiatives that then can't get executed. Now, a lot of companies will do that kind of planning process centrally at one time of the year, often during their annual planning cycle, but then throughout the year, of course, changes happen. And sometimes if the relationship is that the plant manager feels victimized by all these priorities, especially if they lose a key member of their management team, there needs to be this ongoing dialogue and negotiation. So we want the plant managers to be empowered to negotiate the deadlines and priorities with the centers of excellence leaders. We also want those leaders to have a way of comparing notes with one another so that the various initiatives aren't overwhelming. And by having that dialogue, we can really get the most benefit from these focused centers of excellence and support departments, and we can keep running the production facilities to hit their maximum objectives. Putting a little bit of attention and energy into this relationship, and that could be through running a joint session, which is facilitated, and we'd be pleased to do that kind of a session with your plant managers, your centers of excellence together in the same room, is just to discuss what is the best and most effective collaborative relationship that we can have. So that's this episode of Accelerating Operational Performance. And of course, if this intrigues you and you see our practical nature, whether you want us to train your frontline leaders or work with your site leaders or work on building better bridges between your centers of excellence and your plant managers, you can do that by visiting us on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. Everything starts with a conversation, and then we can figure out how to add maximum value to your corporate initiatives.